Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled Daniel 9:24, A Summary Overview of the 70 Weeks. Daniel 9:24 reads, 70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. 70 weeks is literally 70 sevens. The Jews had units of 7 days called weeks, but they also had units of 7 years. They were to observe 7-year cycles, with every seventh year being a sabbatical year in which the land would rest. What is in view here is 70 units of 7 years, as shown by the context. Daniel has been thinking in terms of years, as seen at the outset of the chapter in Daniel 9, 1 and 2. There are various scriptures that intersect with the final 70th week, showing that the years in view are 360 day years. The rationale for 360 day years. One half week, Daniel 9:27. Time, times, and half a time, Daniel 7:25, 12:7, and Revelation 12:14. 1,260 days, Revelation 11:3 and 12:6, and 42 months, Revelation 11:2 and 13:5. Thus, 42 months equals 1,260 days equals time times half a time equals one half week. Therefore, month equals 30 days, year equals 360 days. The source here is Harold Honer. The point is that 70 units of 7 years are in view, and each of these years is 360 days in duration. 70 times 7 equals 490. So 490 years, in accordance with the Jewish calendar, was determined for Israel. The 70 weeks of Daniel are 490 years of God's special dealings with Israel. We are not explicitly told why 490 years are determined, but some suggest the following. Israel had been exiled for 70 years in Babylon, and one of the reasons listed in Scripture is because they had not taken the sabbatical year off every seventh year and allowed the land to rest. Every seventh year, the Jews were commanded to not work the land. It was to be a sabbatical year, or year of rest. For 490 years, they had violated this principle, which comes to 70 years of sabbaticals that they had not observed. Therefore, God sent them into captivity for 70 years, and the land had its rest as he had ordered. 2 Chronicles 36:21 reads, "To fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land had enjoyed her Sabbaths, as long as she lay desolate, she kept Sabbath to fulfill 70 years." Now, building on that, Leviticus 26:18 says that if the people were disobedient, they would be punished 7 times more for their sins. They had been under discipline for 70 years in the Babylonian captivity, but 7 times more would mean an additional 490 years to complete the disciplinary process. Like I say, we are not specifically told, but it does fit. Note that these things apply to your people, that is Israel, Jews, and to your holy city, Jerusalem. The things in view don't apply to the church or to the Gentiles. What is in view is God's program for Israel only. Daniel 9:24 is a summary verse of what God is going to accomplish during the duration of these 70 weeks or 490 years. He says that he is going to accomplish 6 specific things. Number 1, to finish the transgression. Number 2, to make an end of sins. Number 3, to make reconciliation for iniquity. Number 4, to bring in everlasting righteousness. Number 5, to seal a vision and prophecy. And number 6, anoint the most holy. The first three things deal with the removal of sin. To finish the transgression means to bring an end to Israel's rebellion and apostasy that have characterized their existence. Number 2, to make an end of sins means to bring an end to Israel's sinful ways, especially in relation to the rejection of their Messiah. Number 3, to make reconciliation for iniquity means that by the time this process is complete, they as a people will be reconciled to God. All three of these find their basis in the cross of Jesus Christ, but await complete fulfillment in relation to the people of Israel at Christ's second coming. Then they as a people will be cleansed from their sin and enter into the new covenant that God has for the nation of Israel, as prophesied in Jeremiah 31:31-34. The second set of three has to do with the restoration of righteousness. It is like the other side of the same coin. To bring in everlasting righteousness. Number 4, to bring in everlasting righteousness refers to when Christ comes and sets up his kingdom and ushers in a new age of righteousness, which will ultimately merge with the eternal state. Number 5, to seal a vision and prophecy means to bring about the fulfillment of all that the prophets look forward to, especially in relation to the coming and reign of Messiah, which forms the bulk of prophetic truth. To seal up means to complete or to fulfill all that the visions and prophecies foretold. Number 6, to anoint the most holy literally refers to the Holy of Holies. This is a reference to the millennial temple, which will be established as the worship center of the world in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. There will be an official inauguration of this temple, signified by the word anoint. By the time the 490 years of special dealings with Israel is complete, all six of these things related to the removal of sin and the restoration of righteousness will be fulfilled. But it will involve this process involving 70 weeks, 70 sets of 7 years before it is complete. 69 weeks have been completed. Only 1 week, 7 year period, remains, which will begin with the Antichrist signing a 7 year covenant with Israel. Hold the phone. The man with a plan, a 7 year plan, is about to merge from the shadows of history. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.